He glanced over his shoulder at the decontamination chamber door. Closed. Wynn pointed the blaster at the chair, and the beloved queen did not stir. Was it really going to be this easy? Wynn pulled the trigger, and an energy bolt screamed into the seat back. He pulled the trigger again. This time the bolt shot completely through the chair and through her body, then vanished into the darkness above the equipment bank. He smelled scorched flesh and began to hope that it really was that easy. He circled to the front of the chairs and saw the beloved queen slumped in her seat, her hands hanging over the armrests, her chin on her chest, and a smoking hole through the center of her torso. Clearly dead. Still, better to be sure. Wynn stepped closer and pointed the blaster at her head. A low animal groan rumbled up from her chest, and then blood splashed his face and tunic. He heard someone screaming and realized it was him, and he pulled the blaster trigger again. The screaming bolt burned through her forehead just above the eyes. Her head rocked back, fell forward again, and then rolled to the side. Wynn pulled the trigger one more time and sent another bolt burning into her head, this time through the temple. Her head did not move, and he stumbled back, away from the smoke and the smell and the oozing gore. For a moment, he stood there, waiting. Nothing happened. The beloved queen was dead, and Wynn had survived. He couldn't really believe it. He felt the equipment bank against his back and realized he was still backing away. He stopped and shifted his gaze toward the decontamination chamber, remembering the dozens of Sith who were setting up their ambush out in the corridor. He had no idea what to do about them. He hadn't expected to survive the assassination attempt, so he hadn't thought that far ahead. A voice behind him, cold and familiar, said,
"You will never slip past them, Chief. There is no escape."
Wynn sprang away from the equipment bank, moving faster and leaping farther than he would have believed possible, and landed beyond the chairs. He spun around, already knowing what he would see. And he saw it. A face of pure radiance, the size of a bantha, and as wispy as a cloud, floating out in the darkness of the computer core. She appeared vaguely human, with a long cascade of coarse yellow hair and tiny, deep-sunken eyes that shone from their sockets like stars at the bottom of a well. She had a nose so small it was almost absent, and a large, full-lipped mouth so broad that it reached from ear to ear. Abeloth.
"Yes,"
she assured him.
"Your beloved Queen of the Stars."
Wynn shook his head. "You're no queen of mine." He raised the blaster pistol and pressed the emitter nozzle to the side of his head. "And you're wrong. There is an escape." He pulled the trigger. In the same instant, he felt his hand jerk. A blaster bolt screamed past above his temple. He felt searing heat across the top of his skull and smelled his own singed hair. And Wynn knew he had failed. He had survived.
"I am never wrong,"
Abeloth said. The blaster twisted free of Wynn's hand and went flying. Then a blast of force energy hit him in the chest, and he went flying too.
"There is no escape for any of you."